Good evening and welcome to Low Limit Football on the All In Sports Network. I am your host, Joe Uccello, and joining me tonight is Alex Bono, starting goalkeeper for Toronto FC as they prepare to face Columbus Crew in their second leg of the MLS Eastern Conference Finals. Alex, thanks for coming on the show and joining us tonight. I want to start out first by talking to you about your promotional work going on right now with Allstate, if you could tell us a little bit about that first.
Yeah, Allstate's trying to do a great thing by trying to protect youth soccer and fields across the world, really. And for more than a decade, they've taken great pride and commitment to the soccer community, and they've always had one goal, and it's to protect their love of soccer. So throughout the conference championship matches and during the MLS Cup final, each save that I or one of the other goalkeepers make, we'll convert into two new nets for fields in the cities of that team. So they're doing great work. They're really trying to preserve the sport of soccer, especially amongst young kids across the country. So I'm very proud to be partnering with them, and it's a real honor for me.
That's a great program because it goes to building up soccer in this country, especially in the youth. And when we talk about development, one of the things we want to focus on is the youth development. So it really goes a long way, and it's wonderful work that they're doing. So I want to jump into the big match tomorrow night. And looking back, you were actually listed as the man of the match in the first leg against Columbus. You faced 14 shots, made 3 saves in the 0-0 draw. What changes does Toronto FC make in the second leg to continue, against Columbus and possibly score 1 or 2 goals and move on to the finals?
Yeah, we're definitely coming in with a more aggressive approach. Obviously, playing at home, we're able to do that first off. And of course, we were missing two of our big players that lead our line each game, in Josie Altidore and Sebastian Giovinco. So missing them is obviously tough ask for us to replace. But for us, we went into Columbus with a goal to keep a shutout and keep them off the score sheet, and we did that. And the defense as a whole, and even attacking from the front with Toussaint Ricketts and those guys leading the line, I think we did a great job of defending and keeping them off the score sheet. So for us, we're going to go into Toronto tomorrow. We're going to be more aggressive, and we're going for goals. We're going for the win in regular time. So that's our plan going into there.
And with the return of Giovinco and Josie Altidore, you certainly got two great guys in terms of going out and getting a couple of goals and moving your team onto the final.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, they're two of the most proven goal scorers across the league. And for us to have both of them on one team and working together is obviously a real blessing for us.
Absolutely.
So we're very fortunate that we have those two leading our line. And we know that given the right opportunities, they're going to do their job and they're going to give it their all to make sure that they give us the best chance to move on to the final.
No doubt about it. Now, assuming that all things go to plan tomorrow night, revenge sound a lot better in bringing Seattle back and handing it to them?
Either of those sounds good. I think for me, right now, obviously, we're focused on the next 90 minutes against Columbus, but whoever we could potentially face in the final is a tough matchup. We know that both teams have talent. We faced both of them over the course of the regular season. And at the moment, we fared well against both those teams. We played them, we played Houston here in Toronto, and we played Seattle away, and we were fortunate enough to grab 3 points in both of those games. But we know that both teams have a ton of talent. We know that both teams are strong going forward and can be strong defensively as well. So no matter which team we could potentially face in the final, we know it will be a tough matchup.
No doubt. Now, looking back on last year's MLS Cup final, you actually were not in between the pipes. It was actually Clint Irwin who was there. Now you've replaced him as the starting goalkeeper on this particular side. What kind of advice does Clint Irwin give you? Obviously, having a nice veteran presence there is really helpful in growing as a player yourself. What kind of advice does Clint give to you from time to time?
Yeah, for me, Clint is a fantastic goalkeeper. I'm very fortunate to have him in training with me and to be able to train side-by-side and compete side-by-side with him day in and day out. And he's an even better guy, and that speaks to him as a person and his character. And it's very easy for me. We have a very good relationship where I can bounce off little worries I might have or questions that I might have throughout the course of the season. He's very good with helping me along and helping the growth of my mentality as I keep working into my career.
Exactly. Now, obviously yourself as a 23-year-old goalkeeper, who's someone that has grown in our youth system here in the United States. You look at some of the other young goalkeepers around, players like Ethan Horvath, Bill Hamid, and Jonathan Klinsmann, who have all actually made the jump to Europe now. Is that something you ever see yourself doing in your career, maybe much further on down the road? Or are you happy with the way MLS is going and the way MLS is developing that it makes you a better goalkeeper?
Yeah, obviously MLS is developing and it will continue to develop to the point where players shouldn't feel like they need to go to Europe. And, you know, guys have made a fantastic career and they played with the national team and played their entire careers in MLS. You look at Nick Armando, who's one of the best guys to ever play in the MLS as a goalkeeper. So it's to the point where players don't need to go overseas to find a career. Obviously, it's a dream in the right situation and the right scenario for me to go over there and play. But you know what? To be honest with you, playing in MLS right now is great, and seeing the growth of the league is great. And if I was to play my entire career in MLS, you know, I can't say that I'd be disappointed or disheartened by that at any level.
Now, I want to, you know, sticking with the youth development concept here, one of the things, obviously, we've had a lot of turmoil here in the U.S. Soccer Federation, especially given that the team hasn't made the World Cup. And many people point to the youth development that we see here in this country. What kind of improvements would you consider for youth development in the United States as opposed to what we're doing now that might take us over the hump and into that next level of being one of the elite teams in the world?
Yeah, I think we have a ton of young talent in this country. We showed that even just in the recent friendly against Portugal, that there are a lot of good young players in Europe and in MLS or anywhere abroad that really can help our national team going forward. I came into the U.S. Soccer Development Academy early on in its beginnings, and for me, the way that's grown and the way that can develop players and leading them into first team careers, I think it's been very good so far, and will continue to get better. Obviously, as you look at the European model where they're not really as focused on going to school and that sort of thing, they're worried about making their way up and climbing the ladder up to the first team by staying in that club. So I think that we've started to take movements in that direction in this country, and I think it will continue to get better. So I think that's a huge thing. Obviously, you have to have good development at the club level in order to translate into the national level, and we've started making that jump. But I think the youth national teams continue to get better, or at least be more talented. And you see as we go along that more and more of these players are finding teams to go to in Europe, or finding MLS teams, or signing with their homegrown MLS teams, and making the jump to the professional career at a younger age, which I think will ultimately help the youth develop as well.
Do you think the soccer federations, I mean, obviously you're in Canada and here we're focused on the United States Soccer Federation. Do you think the federations should do more to help the clubs develop that talent, you know, maybe provide better coaching or better training for coaches or scouts that they can go and recognize this talent sooner?
You know, I can't specifically speak to that on a level where, you know, I'm not quite sure of the level of coaching now at different academies and that sort of thing, but I can speak from here in Toronto. And I think we have a very, very good academy system and very good coaches that have played professionally or that have been coaching for a long time that get these kids ready that we see on an everyday basis for the next level, whether that be a professional jump of some sort or playing in a university here or in the States or heading over to Europe. So I think that being able to see it here in Toronto has given me a good idea of how it works here. And I think it works very well. As for other clubs, I'm not quite sure what the level of coaching is there. But as it continues to grow, as it continues to be more popular and you see the players making moves to the first teams, the level of coaching will also grow and the development will grow with that.
Sure. Now, before I let you go here tonight, I do have one question. It's a little bit more of a personal question for me. You and I attended the same college, although you went there a little bit longer than me. I remember my first experience trying out for the club team at Syracuse University, and the impression that was made on me when one of those tryouts was held on the floor of the Carrier Dome, it was striking to me. So my question to you is, what was your experience? Give me your thoughts the first time you set foot on that floor with cleats on, ready to play soccer in such a massive stadium.
In the Carrier Dome, we had our own grass field over on South Campus, which I'm sure you know where that is.
Yes.
But for me, we used that field a lot in the spring when we needed a full field to train on. And obviously, I'd grown up in Syracuse, so I am a diehard fan of the basketball and football team. Mm-hmm. So being able to go there when I was younger and see that stadium, see a full stadium, and then being able to go out and practice on it at least was, it's a real milestone for me. It's something that I'll never forget. Obviously being, you know, that's an iconic stadium for me in my perspective, and being able to go play on that field and be on the same field in the same arena as so many greats that have played, you know, different sports at Syracuse University was a real honor for me. And that's a moment and experience that I'll cherish forever, for sure.
No doubt about it. Alex, thanks for taking the time out and joining us tonight. And best of luck tomorrow against Columbus and in the future, possibly in the MLS Cup final.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe. I appreciate it.